Blog Talk Radio.
Can't hear me.
Khan, all praise. You know, stay encouraged, Ashala. It's only temporary, all right? The curses are almost, this project is called Someday No More. Someday, we ain't gonna be up under these conditions. We ain't gonna be under these curses. You just gotta hold on. Sing to him, brother.
GMOs corrupting my children. No more of your higher living skyscraper buildings. No more of your tyranny ways. No more inventing aid. No more gainsayers whenever we speak for gain's sake. No more smiles that's fake. No more handshakes. No more stand your ground and shoot that nigga in his nigga face. No more of these black face painted by the sons of Satan. The devil that the Bible speaks
no
of.
No misinterpretation.
No more coonery, no more fookery. No more basketball dribbling, no more Bojangles chicken, no more God bless America. My middle finger up to the chump trump while I stand here in hysterica. No more Hellenistic Gentile living, no more voting in this wicked ass system. No love is what they get to. So one day, the prophecies of the children, Yasha'Allah, will be fulfilled and we will be going home. Everything that's been documented in the entire book that's called the Torah was written about the so-called Negroes and our captivity, the Hispanics and the North American Indians, the 12 tribes of Israel, our repentance and our return. No more these aging niggas claiming they Jake when they work for Satan. No more hydrogenated peanut oil to break your concentration. Didn't know that, did you? Yeah, that snake shit real wicked. Give you the worst of the food for you to feed the children. Matter of fact, while we on the subject, might as well get at that. Baby mama's gonna be mad, but it's gonna be no food stamps. It's a blessing, though. You gotta understand these things. The Most High gonna provide for us. Two rivers, two
that
trees.
That 501c3, boy, that's the mark of the beast. How you gonna teach the people you ain't got permission to speak?
No more COINTELPRO, bro, up under Islam. Want me to come to your class for Sabbath, man? Get gone. Cause it's universal, this is rehearsal. And ain't no one camp or one school got it all. Don't take it personal. Interpretation, what the scriptures say. 2 Peter 1:20, the literature tell you Buster's name. So we don't have to come together up under one specific school or banner. Remember, Yasha'Allah, your nationality is the camp. The two times that camp was used most prolifically in the Bible is when the Most High was around our whole nationality. And this last time is when he's going to redeem us and take us out of this place of captivity. And he's going to fight for the camp of Israel. See, after this, we're going to be all winning. When it comes to the law, we gon' be all in it. Man, woman, and child, go gather your nothings. After this summit, we are one step closer to sun coming in. It'll be no more division, no more camp banging, no more out the order. Sit your black butt back, go read the Torah. No more harvesting his people's organs. This heart pumped you the blood. The first people of the earth in color as the mud.
You crack the lights with your teeth, so your people's the bottom feeders. And we see you. No more white lies, no more white heights, no more white Easter.
No more white washing my black mind with a white Jesus. No more Saturnalia, no more pagan worship. No more babies of this nation being blatantly murdered. No more abortions, no more of these banks and their extortions. No more whorehouses and plain sight disguised as churches. No more of my people hurting, cause it'll be no more curses.
I'm
here
after this, I'm gonna start. When
I look, and this is a reason to celebrate Yasha'Allah.
That's so cool, I got this. Just,
one day these conditions will be over. There'll be no more confusion. No harm will come to your people ever again. Because we will be delivered. Salvation is of the Jews. Hamashiach Yahushua. He said, I am not sent but into the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And we will be delivered from this captivity. When?
Take it from me. We're gonna be free.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Shalom, good morning. Good morning once again to another episode of Sword of Truth Presents Bible Talk. My name is Rashad. I'm one of the teachers here with ISBHBK. That's the Israelite School of Biblical History, Practical Knowledge. I'd like to welcome you all to our class. As we are broadcasting from our school location in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is located at 7710 Suite F, Menard Boulevard, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87110 being the zip code there. We'd like to welcome you all to our show. As you know, we also have classes and schools in Houston, Texas, San Antonio, and also Norfolk, Virginia. All right, so the brothers have live classes that they stream from each location. If you log on to YouTube to ISBHPK Norfolk Live YouTube channel or the YouTube channel ISBHPK Live. All right, we invite you to check out the classes there. Each one of those, you can stream your classes live on those two YouTube locations, YouTube channels. The only quick announcement I'm going to get out of the way as we get started this morning is that we do know that September 27th is the next high holiday that's coming up. That's the Memorial of the Blowing of the Trumpets. And that we want to be aware of, and that is the next major high holiday outside of the weekly Sabbath that we have. Everybody should be preparing for. At one time, I believe the families in Albuquerque are going to do something. I'm not sure. They haven't mentioned that they want to actually do anything. But I believe Albuquerque has something going on. I know that the families in San Antonio, they're planning an event for the Memorial of the Blowing of the Trumpets, and also the Norfolk location and the Houston location. All right? So if you happen to be in these areas, in keeping with the law, statutes, commandments of the Most High, we invite you to join up with each one of the schools in keeping the orders of the Most High, keeping the commandments of the Most High, and that in doing so, the Most High said that his Sabbaths are a covenant between him and the children of Israel. So this is much as the circumcision is a covenant. So is also the Sabbath of the Most High, the convocations, which was come and gather together. And unite. You know, you sent me something. I'm not sure what this is. Oh, five more minutes. Brother, I cannot hear you. Brother, I can't hear you. I cannot hear you. Okay. Understood. I understood. Con. Okay. So with that being said, we're referring to the late start that the extremely late start have going on again this morning, that last night I truly did honestly have this morning I should say was up, got the kids up for school, got the breakfast protein shakes ready, got them off for school, went to go take a nap, and looked and saw it was 9:30, so you know, five more minutes, 9:30 here in San Antonio, and next thing I look up, I'm getting a phone call, you know, it's on 10:24. It really just caught me by surprise. So I do apologize. That is completely my fault. But as time is running out on us, I only have about 45 minutes left before the time is up. What we've been going over is faith. All right? What we've been going over is faith. And one of the last things that we went over last night was Hebrews chapter 3. And verse Let's go to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12, and we'll read through 19. Real quick, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12 through 19. And again, we want to keep in dealing with the definition of faith, because again, a lot of Israelites are really under the delusion that just because they call themselves Israelites, that that's all it takes for them to show they have faith in the Most High, because they call themselves an Israelite. But as we as we're really doing and applying and putting into action, Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, which tells us to that we to read out the book of the Lord. That's Isaiah 34:16. But in Nehemiah 8:8, that we're supposed to make sense, that we're supposed to read distinctly from the book of the Lord, and to make the sense and get the understanding of what's going on by reading distinctly. And that we want to really kind of dissect and really get into the understanding of what the scripture is talking about. And again, and not just going with the delusion that just because I come from an Israelite, that's enough for salvation, or that's enough to show that I have faith in the Most High, all right? That we want to, we're coming back and examining and looking at and seeing that, especially as we go over these verses right here, that remember, our foreparents coming out of Egypt knew they were Israelites. Our foreparents coming out of Egypt spoke Hebrew. Our foreparents coming out of Egypt in the wilderness, we heard the words of the Most High. We actually heard the Most High's voice. And then the Most High had Moses there, his prophet, his vessel, his conduit to the children of Israel for us to hear and know these are the words of the Most High. And as a witness, we also had the chariots by day, the fire, the chariot that was fired by a cloud by day and a fire by night. We had all the plagues of Egypt that had just occurred. We had the parting of the Red Sea that had took place. We had the being fed by manna on a day-to-day basis. We had quail until it was coming out of our nostrils. We had all these things as a witness, as well as the words of the Most High. But and knowing we were Israelites and speaking Hebrew, knowing what tribe we were from, we had all that. But why did many Israelites still die in the wilderness? As we're going to go over to Hebrews chapter 3 one more time, it's because of their unbelief. Now, the question I want to ask is, was it because they had an unbelief that they were Israelites? Is that why the Most High didn't bring them into the promised land? Or was it because they did not have belief in the testimony of the Most High? They didn't have confidence in putting the Most High's words into application. They didn't have confidence that the Most High's words or the Most High's methods or the Most High's plan was going to work. And as we are now dissecting this subject called of faith, we're finding out that no, it wasn't that they stopped believing they were Israelites. That wasn't the case at all. It wasn't because they stopped speaking Hebrew, saying no, this ain't the real true language. What they stopped doing was they stopped believing the testimony of the Most High while still calling themselves Israelites. They stopped putting into practice and application and putting into use the words of the Most High. That they continue to keep going by their own plans, their own ways, their own contrivances, their own imaginations about what they felt was right, what they felt was proper, what they felt was good, what they felt was wisdom, even though they knew they were Israelites, even though they were obviously not eating pork, even though they were the Most High gave twice the food on the sixth day of the week. So there was no need for them to go out on the seventh day of the week. But why did many of them still perish and not come to the Most High's rest? Is not because they stopped believing, had an unbelief of being Israelites. We're finding out they had an unbelief that if they apply the words of the Most High, if they have an affection for putting into practice, into use, into action, the words of the Most High, because they hesitated on that, and they neglected that. That is why they could not come into rest. They could not come to the Most High's rest. Right. So let's just go over these verses briefly, real quick, and we're gonna move on. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 12, please.
Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 12. KG, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. But
it says, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you, let me expand this a little bit. It says, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. Right? And again, this message is to who? It's the brothers. This message is to those who have heard the word of the Most High. This message is to those, especially now in this time and age, you know you're Israelites. But do you let evil heart of unbelief creep into your mind? And again, you think that the unbelief of, I don't think I'm an Israelite. The unbelief is, I don't apply the scriptures. I don't use the scriptures in my life. I don't put the scriptures into action, but I will put my own plans, my own thoughts, my own ideas. I'll put those into action. But when it comes to actually putting the scriptures into action, when it comes to actually putting the scriptures to a practical use, Israelites don't do that. Israelites hesitate. Israelites don't have confidence that if I do it the Most High's way, things are going to work. And they start to have this evil heart of unbelief. And they start to depart from the living God, the living God, the God who's the God of the living. Not the God of just Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not of David, Solomon, Samson, Zerubbabel, Elijah, Elisha, not that God. No, that God, but the God of the living. Of those Israelites alive today, then now you're finding out you're an Israelite, good. And you have a confidence when you first came to this truth that you're Israelite, good. But at what point did you stop putting confidence that if you apply the word, if you use the scriptures, if you study the scriptures, that now that you're still showing the Most High you have faith in Him? All right? This is what we want to be careful of. Because again, our foreparents, they came out of Egypt looking at the 12, the plagues that hit Egypt. They walked through the Red Sea. They were fed manna from heaven. And they still departed from the Most High. But what is it that they departed from? That if I apply the Most High, if I use the Most High's words, if I have confidence that the Most High's way is going to work, it's going to work out. This, how many times we read about our foreparents wanting to go back to Egypt, wanting to go back to the old way of doing things, wanting to go back to what they was used to, and how many times did that provoke the Most High? How many times did that make the Most High angry? So are we coming back now in this lifetime? Are we doing the same thing? I find out I'm an Israelite. I heard the word of the Most High, but I'm going back to my way of thinking. I'm going back to my way of working things out. I'm going back to my ideas of what I think, but I will not put an ounce, an inkling of confidence that, you know what, let me not quote the scripture, let me put the scripture into action. Let me do what the scripture says and have confidence that the Bible really is the word of the Most High, and that's why I can trust the Bible. That's why if I put what the scripture says in action, it's going to work. All right, reading on.
Verse 13. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today.
And we were going over this again last night, so I'm going to go over the whole thing again. But it said, exhort one another daily. And some of the things we have for exhort was to urge strongly, to direct, to urge, to push in a direction. It says daily. Because just like our foreparents, who had the daily, every day they woke up, there was manna, there was food. Every day they woke up, they looked up and saw the chariot, it was either a chariot of fire or a chariot of a cloud. Every day they had this as a witness. But why do they still? They knew what tribe they were in. They their tent was arranged by tribe. But what still gave them that unbelief that if I use the Most High's way, the Most High's way is not going to work. That me, my family, my wife, we didn't grow up this way. We didn't grow up using the scriptures or applying scriptures. So I just don't think it's going to work. I'm scared. I'm fearful that it might not work. Well, you understand about it. That's the same behavior that upset the Most High. That's the same anger that had the Most High tell Moses on several occasions, "Moses, move out the way so I might smite these hard-headed, stiff-necked people." And for all I've done for them, and everything I've ever said has come true, they still don't believe. They still won't put my words and still put my ways into action. They still won't trust what I'm telling them, but they're trusting what they see and what they feel and their own emotions. "Move, Moses, I'm going to kill all of them. Move, Moses. Moses, I'll raise up rocks. Rocks will obey me better than these ungrateful, unappreciative, unbelieving Israelites." They don't believe, in spite of all I've done for them. So, reading on.
"Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin."
And again, we know that sin is breaking the Most High's, going against the Most High's law, which means you're going against the Most High, period. That you won't apply the Most High in all your situations because you have a fear, because you're afraid. You don't have confidence that the Most High's way is going to work. In your pride, it says pride is the beginning of sin. In your opinion, I don't think this is going to work. I don't know. That's the beginning. That is pride, because you're not listening to your opinion, but not the Most High's plan. You're not listening to your thoughts, but not what the Most High said. And as a brother of mine brought out 2 days ago, the definition for hearken is that you quiet your mind. I'm paraphrasing, but I'm misquoting it. It says that you quiet your mind from mental comments. As you in your head, you shut up. You get that definition?
Yep. Hearken, to listen without much mental comment.
To listen without much mental comment. Meaning that we've mastered being ritualists, that we don't move our mouth. We mastered, I'm a ventriloquist, I can throw my voice. I ain't going to move my mouth, I ain't going to move my lips, but I'm speaking a lot. My mind is running 1,000 words per second. So I'm not hearkening, I'm not listening, I'm not obeying. I'm not putting the Most High's way into action, but I'm putting my thoughts, my plan, my way, my emotions, what I see, I'm putting that into action, but I refuse to put the Most High's words into action. I refuse to put the scriptures into action. I refuse to do what the scripture says. Just like our forefathers coming out of Egypt, just because you knew you was an Israelite wasn't enough. As we're going to go through it again, as we're going to continue reading, remember, just because you heard the words of the Most High wasn't enough. The Ten Commandments, all Israel and that mixed multitude, every last one of them heard the voice of the Most High. Heard the voice of the Most High and gave us the Ten Commandments. Was that enough for the Israelites to make it into the Promised Land? Not at all. So a lot of Israelites get this notion that just because I go to class, or just because I listen to a class, that's enough. That's me having faith in the Most High because I come to class and I listen to class. But I won't put none of these classes to action. I won't put none of these classes to use. Brothers and sisters write notebooks on top of notebooks on top of notebooks of classes, or breakdowns of scriptures. But will not pull that notebook out one time to put it into action, to put it into use, to put it into practice. And the warning is, brothers, sisters, I don't know what y'all are doing, but just because you hear the word doesn't mean that you're in there. If you're not putting it to use, you're not going to make it. And before Christ gets here, you might want to be that servant that's also doing. You might want to start getting yourself into that practice. You might want to get yourself back into that rehearsal. That's why Christ said what? In that day, many people are going to say what? Lord, Lord, we're not done this. Lord, Lord. But I was told by the brothers that they said, when they see you, we're supposed to salute you. It ain't because I read it. It ain't because I studied, but because somebody said this. And Christ said what? And I'm going to tell that person, I don't know you. Who are you? And that there's going to be much weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's going to be a lot of crying. Alligator tear crying. Because people think that they're showing the Most High faith because I call myself an Israelite, or I'll listen to a class, or I'll watch a class. But I won't put any of what the class is talking about into action. I won't put any of it into practical use. I'm not doing what it says. But I will listen to class. I will watch a class. And I'll get another notebook of scriptures. But then you guys, a lot of Israelites, they figure they don't got to take notes. I don't even need to take notes. I don't even have to do that. Because I've got this delusion in my head that just because I listen to class, I attend class, that I don't have to put any of these things into application. I don't have to put any of the words or the plans or the ways of the Most High into effect. All I got to do is just listen. And I would love for that brother, that sister, that school to show me what scriptures are y'all put into effect. They tell you that that's enough. Please give me the class, the scriptures, the breakdown, that all a person has to do is listen to class, watch the class, take notes, and that's it. Because I'm, as we go over, again, going over the class, if you're not putting this into, if you're not, and going back all the way to the definition of faith, one definition says, if there's not an affectionate, practical confidence in the testimony of the Most High, if there's not a love for putting to use, putting into practice, making active, of taking these scriptures, these classes, these breakdowns, and reducing them, reducing this knowledge or these theories to actual use. I'm actually putting the scriptures, the classes to use. I'm actually doing what it says. It is not an affectionate, again, from the freedictionary.com, definition of faith, it is not an affectionate, practical confidence in the testimony.
You don't have faith. You don't trust the Most High. You don't have a complete confidence in the person or plans of the Most High. But somehow, and it says, without faith, it's impossible to please the Most High. You don't have faith in Him. But He's supposed to save you. You don't put any of His instructions, you don't put any of His plans into actual action. But somehow, just showing up to class, watching class, taking notes but not using them, brothers, sisters, Israelites, what's a scribe? A scribe is somebody who writes things down. What were the scribes doing? Writing things down. And you read about all through Matthew, like the 23rd chapter, the scribes and the Pharisees, the scribes and the Pharisees, the scribes and the Pharisees, and Christ put them all in one king. Kabuto said they're all hypocrites. And you had a lot of people, scribes, that was writing down words of the Most High, writing down what the prophet said. But that wasn't enough. Real quick, read the last week again. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 13. But exhort one another daily. He says, exhort one another daily. Yeah? Well, exhort one another daily. Well, it is called today.
What is it called? What?
Today.
So, while we were in yesterday, what was that we called?
Yesterday.
While we were in yesterday.
Oh. Today.
That would be called what?
Today.
Today is called what?
Today.
When we get to tomorrow, what's it going to be called?
Today.
It's going to be called what? It's going to be called today. Exactly.
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
Lest any of us be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Now, real quick, if we get Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. And yeah, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Bible Talk, radio program. And the topic of one is today, as we continue our series, continue our classes, is on faith. Right? We continue our study to be able to put into practice, be able to put into application, be able to put into use what the Most High says it means when he says faith. Right?
Matthew chapter 5, verse 20. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
I don't know how much more clear Christ can make it. Again, a scribe was somebody who wrote down everything that was going on. So, just because you write or take notes, whether you're in class, or it's on YouTube, or you might even be to the Boston Radio network that we have going on. Whatever medium that you might be using, if you only write the scriptures down, and some of us are going to do that, but if you only write the scriptures down, but you're not putting them to use,
again, how shall I say? One more time, and where we at? Matthew chapter 5, verse 20. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
And unless your righteousness exceed means to go above, to do more. Your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes. You gotta do more than just write scripture down. It's got to be more than that.
For the basketball days, for those who might be able to log on to blogtalkradio.com through the Google Podcast app and go to our podcast page and subscribe to it, whatever. You go back and listen to the classes. We covered extensively about those who just hear the word of the Most High, but you ain't even doing it. All right. Now, just cover real briefly, just because you write some scriptures down, You might write a class down. You might. And that's as far as it goes. If you're not putting into practice, if you're not putting into application, if you're not putting into use the words of the Most High, your righteousness is not exceeding that of the scribes. The scribes wrote down scriptures. The scribe wrote down words. The scribes wrote down lessons. And then the Pharisees were teachers. The Pharisees were teaching the word. But what is it the Pharisees were not doing? As being teachers of the word, they weren't applying the word. They weren't applying the Most High's word. They weren't putting the Most High's word into use. So you can be somebody who's sitting there as a student. All you do is write scriptures down, but don't never use them. Or it could be a teacher who's teaching the words of the Most High, but never put it into application. Never put it into use. Never do what it says. If our righteousness does not exceed that of the Pharisees and of the scribes, read the last part of that verse.
You shall in no case enter to the kingdom of heaven.
There's no case you can present. Like you're in a court and your lawyer wants to present your case. Once you present your argument of why you should get into the kingdom, of why you should be found innocent, so that you shall in no case. There's no evidence, there's nothing you will be able to produce to the judge being Yahushua, the judge being the Most High. There's nothing you will be able to present to them that's going to say, you know what, you need to be able to get into the kingdom of heaven. Ain't going to happen. There is no case anybody can provide. You can't provide it. No one's able to speak for you that all you did was write down scriptures. Never used them. You got to the point you were teaching scriptures, but you never used them. You never applied them. You are not going to make it into the kingdom. There's no extension. Extenuating circumstances, as I try and go back to all my CSI movies and stuff like that, there's nothing you can be able to present that the Most High is going to like. So I can say, I'd like to end this in evidence, the Most High, on this one time, on this one day, this one minute, way back 10 years ago, my client did apply the scripture. You shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Go back to Hebrews chapter 3. So again, as I watch this verse back up, we want to make sure, again, that we're actually putting the words of the Most High into action. That we're actually putting the words of the Most High, the plans of the Most High, the ways of the Most High, we actually want to put them to use. If we haven't been put them to use, it's time to change that. It's time to adjust that. It's time to now make sure that we're putting the words of the Most High, His plans, His breakdowns. We want to make sure we're now putting them to use. A practical application. They'll put them into action. Not writing them in more notebooks and be myself. I can teach as many blog talk classes and YouTube classes as I possibly can. But if I'm not putting the scriptures into action, all the teaching I might be doing means nothing to the Most High. All the classes I might have laid out mean nothing to the Most High if I'm not putting the actual scriptures to use. If I'm not putting His words into play, if I'm not actually having confidence and a love to put His scriptures, His words, His ways to use,
I'm not pleasing him. I'm not pleasing him. It's not happening. And we have to get into the practice where we are daily taking these scriptures and putting them to use. One of the things that the brothers starting here in San Antonio with those brothers that worked the mall, which you don't have to just work the mall to put this into action. You don't have to just work the mall to put it into use. But they would do what was called the Great Eight. And it's called the Great Eight only because being at the mall, where you're getting hit with all type of thoughts, being hit with all type of situations, that you need scriptures to help keep you pushing. You need scripture that you have to apply to help you keep going. And so there was 8 hours in a day. Usually it started from 12 noon. And by the time you finish, which is 8, it'd be 9 o'clock. And that's when some of the mall closed. That each hour was writing a scripture to put into use. You would sit down for an hour, top of the hour, and you would think about what type of thoughts you had going on. What type of things were you battling? What kind of emotions were you feeling? And you wouldn't find the scripture to cut that emotion. You wouldn't find the scripture to shut that emotion down. And it was called the Great Eight. And we've seen a lot of great results. A lot of great men grow very strong for putting that in application and continuing to use it. You see men, the Most High really is starting to work for them. Those are really, the Most High's way really does work. But again, if you're not careful, you'll let an evil heart of deceit enter in. The evil heart of unbelief enter in. And you'll stop even daily trying to go over your thoughts. You'll stop daily. Putting into use what the scripture says. Exhort yourself and one another daily. What is called today to put the Most High's words into use, into practice, into action. Again, just because you listened to a class or watched a class is not enough. Just because you took some notes. What good is taking notes if you're not going to use them? What do you mean? So you're just going to just rewrite the Bible? So instead of the book of Eli, it's not going to be the book of Meshach. Because I just rewrote the whole Bible. I just had it in a different order. God put this verse with this verse and that verse with this verse. And what somebody gave me, or what somebody taught, but I don't put none of it into action. I don't put none of it into use. It doesn't matter then. But we don't want to get it that way, because the things written before time are written for our learning. We don't want to be unaware of Satan's devices. We don't want to be seduced by the wicked. We want to be sober and vigilant to make sure we're on top of our thoughts. Like Paul said, I stay under myself and examine myself. Am I in the faith? Am I still believing in the words of the Most High? Am I still applying? Am I still using the words of the Most High? For Paul to be a Pharisee of Pharisees, even he said that he had to do what? Examine himself whether he was still in the faith. Again, so he knew he was Israelite. His parents were both Israelites. Masters of the law. But he had to examine himself. Do I still believe in putting into use, putting into practice, putting into action the words of the Most High? And he's the one who wrote the letter to the Hebrews. brothers, sisters, families, you better do this daily. You better put this into action daily. That's how intense this fight is now. That's how intense this war is. And again, just go back and remember, coming out of Egypt, how many Israelites knew they were Israel? And that gets them into the promised land. When the Israelites knew Hebrew, did that get them into the promised land? When the Israelites heard the voice of the Most High, did that get them into the promised land? How many people heard Moses tell them what to do and how to do it, but they still didn't make it? So again, one of the first classes that we started with on this big class was not the hearers of the word but justified, but the doers of the word but justified by the Most High. And to say these words and not do them. You hear Israelites demand or say that I'm reading through to somebody and they won't listen. Okay, you're reading them the scripture, the word, you know the scripture. You expect them to do it, but you ain't doing it. They want to get mad at some self-righteous something. Now, I'll read them the scriptures, but they don't listen. Where are you listening? Where are you putting the words of the Most High into action?
For a minute. Reading on, please.
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14. We are made partakers of Christ. We hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end.
Again, our confidence that these are the words of the Most High. And if I do what the Most High says, if I do it the Most High's way, I have confidence that it's going to work. It says we'll be a partaker with Christ in the kingdom of heaven if we hold fast our confidence that these are the words of the Most High. Not your confidence in your plan and your wisdom and your understanding, your perspective. Yeah, your looks, your money, your whatever. Do you have confidence that applying the words of the Most High is going to work? You can't let go of that confidence. Why did many of us stop being poor people in the first 10 minutes? If we really came in out of the world and grew up in an environment where we ate pork, we found out, once I said, the swine, the people, that's when I eat it. So what many of us do? Stop eating swine. Why? Because we believe that these are the words of the Most High. It wasn't because we were rosters. It wasn't because we were pagans. But to read the scripture, thou shalt not. It is unclean. That's all it took. There was a confidence that these are the words of the Most High. There was a confidence. So you stop eating pork. Where's that same confidence now? That by doing what the Most High says, by doing the words of the Most High, I'm not talking about you still got to fight this battle. Every day you got to remind yourself, don't stop eating pork. There's no way in hell that should still be a battle for anybody. The example is you read it, it was read to you. You said, man, let me see that. And then you read it for yourself. And then, oh, shit, it says it right there. Damn. And the fact that you read it, and you had a confidence that you could put that to action. You had a confidence, this is from the Most High. It's in the Bible. I'm reading it, it's right here. And if anybody, old friends, family, whoever, came and tried to read a fork, anything. What did you do? You had a confidence. You pulled the Bible out. show them the reason I have put into action, the reason I have put into use that not in the report is because this is what the Bible says. And because this is what the Bible says, that's why I'm not eating pork. And it worked. There was a confidence with that. There was a strength with that. So, as I was going to step out for a second, reading on, it says, verse 15, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15, it says, while it's said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. And again, as we looked at the word provocation last night, provocation means the behavior that excites anger and resentment. Don't be caught up into the behavior that makes the Most High angry and he resents you. He rejects you because you got a hard head, because you went back to a stiff neck of holding on to your opinion, your plan, your way of doing things, and now doing things the Most High's way was out the window. Verse 16, it says, for some, when they had heard, did provoke. I have that highlighted and underlined. It says, for some, when they had heard. You was given counsel. You was given words. You was given instructions. You were told. But it was after you were told, you heard the words, you heard the counsel, you heard whatever it was, that's when you did provoke the Most High. That's when you stirred up the anger and the resentment of the Most High. Because like our foreparents did, they went back to their own plans, their own ways, what they was used to, their own opinions. After they heard the ways of the Most High, after the Most High said, do it this way, do it that way, this is how I get things done. It wasn't until after they heard the words of the Most High, the instructions of the Most High, the testimony of the Most High, that's when we provoke the Most High. Because now I refuse to put his words, I refuse to put his ways, I refuse to put that into action. I refuse to put that into effect. And that's when, if we're not careful, we're going to follow the exact same path that our foreparents did. That this is when we're going to provoke the Most High. And it says, howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swore he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not? So we see that they cannot enter in because of unbelief. As we was going over the definition of rest last night, remember, rest. Time is winding down. We gotta get out of here. That rest was to cease from motion or action of any kind, and applicable to anybody or being, as rest from labor or rest from mental exertion.
I have rest from the Webster 1828 dictionary app. It says quiet repose. A state free from motion or disturbance. A state of reconciliation to God. So
it says quiet repose and a state free from motion or disturbance. Going back to the first part of the evidence of that, it says free from mental exertion. Rest of your body or of your mind. So why are people's minds at rest? Why are people's minds from the depression, the panic attacks, anxiety attacks? Why all this stuff? Because you keep provoking the Most High. Because you refuse to put the ways of the Most High into. swear, you're not going to be at rest. Your mind is not going to be at ease. And all you can say is sensation of motion or action of any kind. Why does your mind can't stop thinking about all the bad that's going to happen? Why does your mind can't rest, can't slow down? And all you can think about is there's something wrong, something wrong, something wrong, something wrong. But the Most High is not giving you rest. But why is the Most High not giving you rest? Because you've been stopped putting to use the words of the Most High. You'd rather come to class. You don't even come. You'd rather come to class. I mean, you might take notes. You might. For the notes you might take, for being in class, what part of the class do you put into action? That now the Most High, who swear on himself, the people who don't believe in me and provoke me are not going to have rest. All your mind going to think about, well, how some evil, some wrong, something bad is going to happen. You're not at rest. You're not quiet. You're not at peace. As definition number four, peace and national quiet. There's no calm. There's no quiet. There's always some type of disturbance. But we can come back and read the scripture and see why. The Most I swear, if you're in that state of unbelief, that applying and doing the scriptures and not just hearing the scriptures, not just coming to class and writing the scriptures down, if you're not putting the scriptures to work, putting them to use, the Most I ain't trying to give you no rest. Remember, he swore. You're not going to have to find ease. He swore that you're not going to have, he swore you are not going to be free from mental exertion. He swore you're going to be constantly moving around. These are the words of the Most High. But I see that Simon is coming. I did start this class late. I do apologize. What we want to do, brothers and sisters, again, put ourselves not in a place where we're not putting the scriptures on the line, putting them to work, putting them in action. It's time to correct ourselves. There's not time to start taking all these classes, taking all these scriptures, and now putting them to use. Putting them into action. It's really that simple. It's really that simple. But we need to go ahead and set this class down on this morning. I didn't want to thank anybody who tuned in. Tonight being Thursday, I do believe that there is class in San Antonio at 4219 Syndicate Drive. Tonight there will be class. There's obviously on YouTube, if you want to still be able to catch class. On YouTube will be ISBHPK Norfolk Live. All right, on YouTube channel, we'll be streaming class live on ISBHPK Norfolk Live. Again, we ask you to like, share, subscribe to catch class that way. Or actually go by the school, whether you're there in Norfolk, or when you're in San Antonio, or whether you're in Houston, or in Albuquerque. Some of your class. Right. That you can at least hear the words of Most High, then you can put them into action. Right. That you can hear the words of Most High, and now put them into action. So with that, my name is Michelle.
Hi, buddy. Yeah. And I'll for a brother there, Amani, you know, that we have a Skype class going on with. We'd like to say to everybody, Shalom.
Shalom.